Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
We can start the procession at noon after the service. The coffin will then be carried from the church to the final resting place through the streets so the public has the opportunity to show their respects.
Publicly? That's a bit morbid, isn't it?
It's a funeral, my lady.
I've been to funerals before, my lord. I'm just saying.
If I may, your highness, the king was well-loved, and his death was a tragedy. Give the people a chance to honor him.
It's the right thing to do.
Very well. Have we changed the curtains in here recently? I don't like this color.
We can get someone on that just as soon as we get the rest of these details straightened out.
The red is too dreary. Maybe a lavender.
Yes, of course. I'll make a note. Now, as I was saying, the procession will be televised, and after that, Hamlet will address the nation, televised as well.
You don't think it would be more appropriate for me to recite the public eulogy?
He was Hamlet's father.
As well as my brother.
And dear Genevieve's husband, lest we forget.
I don't think we will ever be able to forget.
Then perhaps we should have Genevieve speak.
I am never one to question your sage advice, Peter. But in her current state...
Hamlet it is, I suppose. The people will want to hear from their king.
Fine, very well. And what of the coronation?
Coronation? We've got an entire funeral and wedding to plan before there can even be talks of a coronation.
No wedding.
Peter, we've discussed this and the boy. He's not ready to be king.
We.
Genevieve and I. The queen and I.
Queen regent for now.
This country needs a leader, and I know we all love Hamlet. But there is a difference between love and belief in ability.
As moving as that is, my lord, it's not your call to make.
This is my duty, Peter. Do you just want to hand him a kingdom? He was busy doing keg stands a week ago.
What's a keg stand?
It's when you get a keg of beer, your grace, and you do a handstand on top of it. The goal being to see who can drink the most beer while upside down.
Oh, my.
Not very kingly, if you ask me.
I don't recall asking.
Peter!
My lord, we could run around this circle all day, but as much as I love some hardy cardio, I simply don't have time. I don't want the boy to be king any more than I want it for you, my lord. What I want is to ensure the correct chain of succession. That is my duty.
You advised the late king all his life.
Indeed.
And in all those years, did he ever doubt your advice?
Loudly and often. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul.
Yes, yes, rest his soul. And in those moments, what did you do?
I let him do as he pleased.
Very well, then.
Because he was king.
He needs to finish his studies, Peter. He will have plenty of time to waste away being king after he has completed his courses and gotten all of this standing on kegs business out of his system.
That may well be, Your Highness. But the law is the law, and if Hamlet marries, he is the rightful heir. If Hamlet doesn't marry, well, that's another conversation. But until you hand me a broken engagement, I have more pressing matters. I've got a horde of cooks coming in tonight, guests to tend to this afternoon, and an entire countryside to usher from mourning to celebration. So could we please get back to the task at hand, my lord?
Very well.
What color will the flowers be?
I'm sorry?
For the funeral. The king's favorite color was blue. Maybe the flowers could be blue?
We've really got bigger details to pin down at the moment.
Like the wedding?
Well,
I do understand how, with your personal attachment to my son's wedding, you may put that above the devastating circumstances of my husband's death.
I assure you, I am most devastated by the passing of the king.
Are you? Did you know that the king loved to garden? Of course you knew that, Peter. You know everything about everyone.
Well, it is my job to know.
He never would have admitted it, but he could spend hours out in those gardens, hands gently moving the soil. Sometimes he'd come to bed with dirt under his fingernails. He always smelled like mint. Funny, the things you remember. How the details come back when it's too late for them to be useful. So, do you think the flowers could be blue?
Of course, my lady.
Mother! Uncle! Good afternoon! Father-in-law-to-be, I think. Sorry, could I steal my mother for a moment?
Who are we to deny the soon-to-be king? Come, Peter. We can finish discussing the funeral preparations in my office.
Very good, my lord.
Is everything all right?
Yes. Well, no. Yes and no. I'm not sure how to answer that.
It's not very kingly of you to be jogging around the castle.
I suppose there's someone to do that for me.
Sarcasm is not kingly either.
I'll add it to the list. But listen, Mum, I came to ask you something important.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I need the family ring for Ophelia.
You proposed to her without a ring?
Yes. No. I used a placeholder.
A placeholder?
It all happened so fast.
And she said yes?
Evidently.
What?
Nothing. Can I please just get the ring?
No.
No?
No! Your father gave me that ring. It means the world to me.
I understand, but I just think that... Wait, you're not even wearing it!
I'm in mourning.
We're all in mourning!
Some more than others, apparently. You should be writing your father's eulogy instead of running around the castle with that girl.
That girl? You've known Ophelia her entire life.
Which is how I know she isn't ready for this, and neither are you.
What are you talking about?
You have so much potential, Hamlet. You should be in school, studying, broadening your horizons, not taking on the burden of the crown.
I've only been preparing to take on that burden my entire life. But sure, let's entertain the possibility that everything I was groomed for was a lie.
It wasn't a lie. It's your birthright, but it's just too soon.
So what? You'd rather see my uncle on the throne? Over your own son?
Your father took on the throne too young. I watched what that did to him. I won't watch it happen again. Not to my son.
Father was a great king.
He was. He was unlike anyone I've ever met, and...
I'm nothing like him. Is that it?
I never said that.
You didn't have to.
Hamlet, you are my only child, my greatest treasure, and the light of my life. Everything I have ever done has been to help you.
But you won't support my claim to the throne.
Hamlet, I can't.
Or give me the ring.
It's for your own good.
Well, thank you for clearing that up for me. Like it or not, I don't need your permission to be king. Unless... is that a way I could become king?
No, Hamlet.
Right. I don't need your permission, and I don't need your ring either.
Tandon Productions presents His Royal Faken Highness. Episode 3. Big Smiles and Heart Eyes.
Okay, it's official. This is impossible.
I agree, dude. We've been at this for hours.
It's been about 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Oh, come on. If we haven't found a ring by now, it's hopeless.
You're hopeless.
You wound me.
What happened to getting the family ring or whatever?
It's complicated.
Look, I love a DIY moment as much as the next girl, but you gotta get a ring. Without the bling, what's the point of marriage? It's just plain dumb.
You're plain dumb.
Hey.
See what I did there in your face?
I've got something for your face.
Ah, Rosie, get off his shoulders. Stop trying to punch him.
Aw, engage Hamlet, kill fun Hamlet.
No, he didn't. Shut up. And stop trying to tackle each other before you break your display case.
Jeez, who stuck a stick up your keister?
Yeah, no one likes ham on a stick. It's gross and, frankly, impractical.
You do seem awfully uptight. Is everything okay?
Oh, who?
Me?
Yeah, I'm doing great. My father died. My mum doesn't want me to be king. I have to give the biggest fucking speech of my life in a few days, and on top of that, I have to find this stupid ring. I'm sorry. I have a lot on my plate right now.
I know, dude.
This is supposed to be fun. Rings. Wedding. Woohoo!
I know. I just never thought I'd be doing this. Especially not for Ophelia.
Wait, what?
Not because I didn't want to marry her. Of course, I totally wanted to marry her. I just never thought she would want to get married. I mean, you know how she is.
Very smash the patriarchy. And monarchy. And she really hates archies.
Exactly. So it just never occurred to me that I would have to do this.
Gil, I want you to know if you ever propose to me without a ring, I will say no.
Noted.
Well, you're not alone, Hamlet.
That's right, my man. Hey, we're here to help.
I don't want help. I just want to get a ring and leave. Here, look, this one's fine, right?
Oh my god, is this a joke? Like, haha, I hate you, here's the worst ring I could find!
It is not that bad.
Oh, barf!
Yeah, it's time to admit it, my dude. You might have terrible taste.
Fine. If you think it's so easy, you pick one.
A ring should be a reflection of the lady you're giving it to.
And if it's so big she can see her reflection in it, that's a good sign too.
Right. So, the question is, what does Ophelia's reflection look like, man?
Her reflection? Just like her.
No. On the inside. Like, a reflection of her inside, but not the guts, you know? Like her soul. Try thinking about the way you feel when she walks into a room. Now she makes all the guys turn their heads, and even some girls, too, which is totally cool. Look, think about the things you love about her. Like how she can crush a beer can on her head when she's totally wasted. Or how she always sneaks a pack of Twizzlers into every movie theater. Or that she always pukes outside the Uber like a gentleman.
Babe, that was beautiful.
Okay. I think, if I am translating this correctly, Gil wants you to think of the first word that comes to your head when you think of Ophelia.
Know-it-all.
Buzzkill.
Confident?
Hey, okay. Confident. And what else?
I don't know. She's like... subtle.
Subtle, like boring?
No. She knows she's smart, so she doesn't have to talk about it all the time. She just knows you'll... figure it out.
Okay, confident, yet subtle. And?
There has to be more?
Dude, there should be.
Well, she's pretty.
Just pretty?
Yeah, not even, like, hot.
She's too fancy to be hot.
True.
So, if the ring should look like Ophelia, it should be pretty.
No, not just pretty, it should be beautiful.
Like a waterfall.
No.
Like a freshly made hamburger.
No.
Like a newborn giraffe.
What?
No.
Then you tell us.
It should be beautiful. But not too showy, like the moon, you know? When it catches your eye and you have to stop to do a double take to make sure you're seeing clearly. Because what you just saw is too amazing to just exist in the real world. And you're lucky it even decided to come out at all.
Are we still talking about a ring?
Oh my god, that was too cute. You're like so stupid in love.
What? No, I mean... I am, obviously, but I'm not stupid. It's like a reasonable amount. Like, just a regular, plausible, no need for any doubt amount.
How romantic.
Can we just get back to the rings?
Ooh, what about this one?
Oh my god, you could go blind looking at that thing. Please, for the sake of my corneas, take it out of the light.
What about this one? Very simple.
Ophelia is far from simple.
How about this one?
Holy shit, that has to be the most expensive ring in here.
Exactly. If you can't say how you feel in words, say it in dollar bill, son.
That doesn't sound like Ophelia.
No, but it sounds like cha-ching, cha-ching.
Like it or not, it certainly says royal engagement.
More like screams it.
Yeah, I'm going deaf over here.
hitherfore too, and therefore it would be decreed unto the people, unless in the circumstances...
Ah, this is pointless.
Given the circumstances, I'm sure your studying can wait.
Jesus, Leo. You scared the shit out of me. How long have you been standing there?
Not long.
You're such a creep sometimes, you know that.
You know, I'm not sure I ever said congratulations.
Congratulations? For what?
Your engagement?
Oh, yeah, duh. Of course. I mean, thank you.
You're welcome. What are you reading? A guide to country law. Considering law school, are we?
You know me. I dabble in everything. I'm taking a class in it right now. Well, not in law, but in ethics. And the juxtaposition of law and ethics paints an interesting picture. I was thinking I'd write my final paper on it.
Are you kidding me?
What? You don't know my class schedule.
No, but I know you, and you're a shit liar.
I am not. I am a great liar. Which is beside the point, because I'm not lying.
I'm supposed to believe that you have taken a sudden interest in our country's laws, half of which I know you don't even believe
in. You know I have a mind for this
and
stuff.
And furthermore, decided your studies couldn't wait till you got back to school.
Leo, for once, can you mind your own fucking business?
Jesus, oh.
I didn't mean... Fuck. Being back here, you know how it gets me.
I know.
It's just... With all this engagement stuff... Law school doesn't even really matter, does it?
I don't suppose Queens need a law degree, no.
I'm sorry.
Man, it must be pretty major then.
What?
The secret you're keeping? If you're this touchy about it.
I'm not being touchy. We all grieve in our own ways.
Yeah, most people's grief doesn't take the form of excessive studying.
Don't forget wedding planning.
Right, I did hear the best floral arrangements were in... An expanded history of Braylon's law.
You are infuriating.
I'm just trying to understand.
Understand what?
Why you're lying to me. Not to everyone else, but to me. You can tell me anything, oh, I thought you knew
Leo.
That. It's fine. If you won't tell me, you won't tell me.
It's bigger than you. Bigger than everyone.
I said it's fine.
Ophelia?
I'm in here!
Dude, why is your phone off? I've been calling you non-stop. Oh, hey, Leo. Didn't see you there.
Not to worry, my lord. I was just leaving. Ophelia, I'll see you later. Dude.
You idiot.
That's no way to address your king.
Dude, it's like you want someone to find out.
Find out?
Okay, I'm sorry, but look what I got you. Ta-da!
Oh, please tell me you're joking.
Rosie said it was nice.
Oh, even you should know Rosie and I have very different tastes. But that's besides the point. You shouldn't have spent all this money on a ring at all.
Yeah, but...
It's a waste. I hope you kept the receipt.
I'm not sure it works like that. I got it sized and everything.
Ugh, do you know how many hungry mouths we could have fed with the money it took to buy this ring? Wasting the crown's resources on jewels for a fake engagement is quite literally what caused the French Revolution.
I knew it!
Leo.
What the fuck?
God, I'm good. Sometimes you think, no, even that is too crazy. You've really let your mind run on this one. But lo and behold...
I am going to kill you.
I should really learn not to doubt myself.
Listen, whatever you think you heard is not actually what you heard. I can explain.
Let's recap, shall we? Rosie has horrible taste in jewelry, Hamlet is way too informal with you, and your engagement is fake.
Shit.
If you tell anyone, I swear
I... Whoa, calm down there, Meathead. There's no need to go all gun show on me.
Meathead?
Your performance is lackluster at best. You're lucky I heard you.
Lucky?
If you have any hope of continuing this charade, you two are going to need some serious help.
This is all your fault, Hamlet.
How is this my fault?
You called me dude.
I call everyone dude.
Not in court you don't, but you especially don't call the future queen dude.
Ha! Told you.
And you didn't even check that I was gone before you started talking. I'd expect this sloppiness from him, but I am disappointed in you, Ophelia.
Ha!
You have a mind for politics, but the issues are only half the battle. Everything else is optics, and in that department, my dear sister, you fall very, very short. Like Oompa Loompa short.
And what exactly are you proposing? You want to be our campaign manager?
I think he sounds more like a relationship coach.
call it whatever you want. The answer is yes. Oh, God, this is going to be fun. What a challenge. I'll tell you what to wear, when to hold one another's hands, what to call one another, the works. Mm.
We have to touch?
I don't have time to address how dumb that question is, so I'm going to ignore it. The real question here is, why are we doing all of this? If you're not marrying for love and you don't actually want to get married at all, what is the game? What's the rub?
Well...
No, don't tell me. I want to try and work it out. What does the engagement do here? Hamlet needs to be married to assume the throne, but if you're not actually planning on getting married, then all the engagement is doing is buying you time.
You're a real Sherlock Holmes.
Bingo. Okay, so you're buying time. And what will we be doing with this precious purchase? You're studying up on law? Ah, yes, the pieces of this puzzle are just falling into place. You're looking for a loophole. Very clever. I love it. Not clever enough to fool me, but still. How fun.
Whoa. He's good.
No, he just reads too many novels.
Life imitates art.
It's an insult to novels and art to call Harlequin Kiss art.
Hold on a second. I'm still confused.
Of course you are, my sweet summer child. Don't worry, I'm going to take care of all the details for you.
And what if we don't want your help?
I don't think you have a choice. It's been how long since the announcement of your fake engagement? 24 hours? I worked out your entire plan in 5 minutes. Granted, I am smarter than the average citizen.
You spied on us.
Nevertheless, if there is any chance this is going to work, you need my help.
What's in it for you?
Are you serious? This is the kind of political stunt you can only dream about being a part of. Plus, as much as I hate to admit it, I do think you will be a better king than Clarence.
Oh, thanks.
Which is a low bar, but still, as a hopeless romantic...
Shut it!
Wait, what?
Leo, listen to me. Do you promise you won't tell anyone? This is really important to me. To us.
You're my little sister. You know I'd do anything for you. Plus, having the future king owe you one huge, massive favor...
Yes, yes, fine.
...isn't so bad either.
You know him better than I do. Is this a terrible idea?
50-50 chance it works out.
I like those odds. All right, now the two of you have to promise to do and say everything I tell you, for the good of the nation.
Oh, just what I always wanted, a contractual obligation to have my brother boss me around.
First, we need to announce the relationship publicly. I'm thinking at the funeral tomorrow. You really can't beat the timing.
The funeral? Doesn't that feel, I don't know, a little inappropriate?
Definitely not. It will give the people something to celebrate. Plus, the contrast of something ending and something just starting. Oh, I can see the headlines now. It will comfort them to know the crown is being passed on to capable hands.
Strong, handsome, capable hands.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, like, have you seen my hands? The biggest, manliest, not to mention flexible.
No, please stop.
And that is exactly the kind of reaction you can't have towards one another. I want to see heart eyes and big smiles.
At a funeral?
Okay, somber heart eyes. Oh, and you're definitely going to have to wear that ring.
I knew it!
Not too bad for a day's work.
Is this really fun for you?
It's different. Something to do that isn't meetings and diplomats. It's fun. Plus, who doesn't love a wedding?
I'm sure it's more fun for the people watching.
I've heard rumors that sometimes the people getting married actually enjoy it. I mean, come on, the flowers and the music and everyone's clothes are crisp and clean. You walk down the aisle and find a hand there waiting just for you. For your first dance, you sway to something sweet and instrumental, and you're pressed so close together, you feel the other person's heartbeat in your chest.
Whoa.
Or, you know, just something like that.
Well, I'm glad someone's enjoying themselves.
For now, anyway. I'll take the romance where I can get it, even if it's fake. Hey, can I ask you something?
Shoot.
So... I know why I'm doing this, and I certainly know what Hamlet gets out of it, but why are you a part of this, after everything Hamlet's put you through?
With Clarence on the throne, my voice won't even be a drop in the bucket. At least if Hamlet's in charge, he might actually listen to me.
You think so?
I said we were engaged and he listened.
How are you feeling about tomorrow? Once you get that ring, there's no going back.
I know.
You're sure you can handle it?
Come on. Who are you talking to?
You're right. You should get some rest.
Yeah, you too.
I'll see you in the morning, Your Majesty.
Oh, my God! Shut up! I don't think these disguises were a good idea.
Why? Because they're too good.
No, because we look stupid and I'm not recognizable even without this behemoth of a beach hat.
Hey, that was my great-great-grandmother's. It's a family heirloom.
Is it really?
I don't know. Could be. Ow! Did you just kick me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Leo says to knock it off. And that kicking a prince is a beheadable offence.
He didn't say that.
Could have. Okay, he says it's go time.
I don't see anyone.
My dearest Ophelia, so long have I waited for this moment.
Why, my dear sweet Hamlet, whatever do you mean?
Too long have I been alone. I said, too long have I been alone.
Yes, I heard you.
Too long have I been...
Oh, hey! I mean, what is this? What is happening over there? Look!
Right. I have wanted to do this for so long. Our friendship has been one with many ups and downs, but our love has only ever felt like up and up and up. Ophelia, the crown is so heavy. Will you help carry its weight with me? Will you do me the distinct honor of becoming my wife?
Why, Hamlet, of course I will. Nothing would make me happier. Of course I'll be your wife. Do you think they bought it?
Sounds like it. Wave to the cameras.
Leo says the waving looks dumb and to get out of here.
Got it. Hugh, let's go.
Okay, so were you two trying to get engaged or murder each other?
Hey!
I'm not an actress.
Clearly.
I think we did pretty well.
Shush! We can't talk about it here. Get back to the palace and we'll debrief.
Did you hear? Did you hear how good my line was, Gil? I fucking nailed it!
Speaking of nailing things...
Gil, have some class.
Right, totally. Of course,
I'm just kidding. Come on, let's go this way.
Yes, score! Oh, by the way, did the ring look different to you?
This episode was written by Alex Wisenhunt and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Jacqueline Emerson as Ophelia, Patrick Olson as Hamlet, Della Seeker as Hugh, Nate Ballard as Peter, Lily Richards as Genevieve, Dylan McCullum as Clarence, Noah Kaplan as Leo, William Finn as Gil, and Mary Frances Noza as Rosie. Until our next episode, you can visit TandonProductions.com and join us on social media at official HRFH.